Who did you interact with today? What was the one thing they said that really changed the way you look at things? What perspective can you take on now with the information that you've gained from your experience, from your circumstance talking with this person? In what context did you talk to this person? Like today, I was fortunate enough to stop one of my former coaches, Coach Serta, with the Texas Legends. And we talked for literally about 45 minutes to an hour in between games of game court one and court two, two teams fighting it out, duking, dunking on each other. We're having this long, hard, really deep conversation about just the game and the coaching side on how tough it is to impact players with so much at stake, so much in hand, like building relationship, especially in the G League, is tough because you have so much turnover. And just speaking about his journey and his battling and his, you know, different changes. And we saw each other as men. I think it's powerful to know that your story, what you go through, no matter what you do, it's just the medium, that we are all people at the end of the day and we have the inner battle, the inner fight. It's you versus your mind bully. And every day that you're trying to step out on greatness, that you're trying to make a relationship, that you're trying to become a better version of yourself, that negative voice will always want you to bring yourself down and to be like everybody else. That negative voice doesn't want you to show up any differently, because apparently that will make you do something differently. And there was something that he said that Matthew McConaughey said that I wrote down that I don't want to bring out now because it's not natural. And that's the thing. Like, I literally am stubborn to a fault sometimes. Like, I probably have great notes. I have a bunch of notes, but I will not go look at them because this, I'm selfish kind of. I'm not selfish, but I'm using this selfishly because this helps me. This podcast, every time I speak on here, it's therapeutic because I can actually look at my day. I don't have to plan and what I'm going to talk about now. One, two, three. No, I'm actively doing that. And I just wish you could feel the conversation. It was a God moment. It wasn't just a chance thing. I was meant to speak with him. He was meant to speak with me because I had just gone through, maybe it's mundane to everybody else, but for me, I'm in these different experiences like the Kevin Hart and dealing with all these celebrities down backstage. I say with my voice like that because I honestly do not care, but to bring it full circle, it's different. It's a different room I've never been around. And I hate trying to be like everybody else. And I wasn't that way. And I'm stubborn enough not to be that way. But the thought that even came into my head, the fact that I had a thought to try to be that way, is why I'm calling it out. Because I know that I'm so stubborn not to be that way. There's some people that are like, why not be that way? I don't know if it makes sense. Who cares? But it's like, even the most quote unquote strong in our identity, if we have those thoughts, if you have those thoughts come to everyone. And it's to build guardrails, barriers to guard your thought life, what you're saying to yourself, so it doesn't change what you do in your life. Behavior is thought driven. And the way that you want to behave in these rooms is just as someone who cares so much about what they're saying and has a real passionate vision on so much about what they want to do, paired with a story that's so much, I just like saying so much, paired with a story that has an actual meaning, is to get to know yourself and not to just wait to speak, but listen to their story. And you'll end up finding parallels in us all. I'm so passionate about serving, pouring into young men, young women, old women, people that are trying to get somewhere that they can't see. That I know that networking is important. That literally I was saying this week and I'm like, damn, like they say build relationships is everything. I'm like, wow, I literally see it. Like, Walt is a good dude. Like, I consider him a friend, and he's been able to showcase me in a different way, like show me different people. For him to be humble as he is, to play the background, but to be impactful into somebody else's life, I'm like, damn, that's tough. Then I met a chameleonaire, and he's humble. He's done big shit in life. Like, he can be the, there's so many people that's done that. Like, I've done this and I've done that and I've done this and I've done that. But like, to be humble enough to switch, his story is powerful. And from a rapper to big in the tech space and to making that transition and to learning, to listening from different thought leaders and different people that's done it. And to not just walk into those rooms like, shit, I'm the rapper. Like, y'all know me. I sell records. But to learn and to actually excel. I love that in people. Literally, the act that you can actually do whatever the hell you want to do. That curiosity is beautiful to me. And so whenever I'm speaking to other individuals, and I don't care who you are. Like, I was at the Summer League, and I stopped at this booth. This random booth that they have there for Summer League. Obviously, you know, probably, oh, where to go, what you'll see here, who's here, those type of things. Because my phone stopped working. And, you know, that whole, I was walking around for like 3 hours to find a parking garage. That was true because I didn't have a phone. I couldn't call an Uber to find my car. I didn't have that. And my phone was tweaking. So I had my other phone. And I switched SIM cards before I went to the game. And apparently, like, there's a new way to reboot your iPhone. And so I actually had time. I just said I was running around. I didn't sleep. I picked up Akenna and I picked up my boy, Shondre Jones. We went to the game. And I was like, wait, I actually have some time right now. As I walk up the stairs, I'm thinking, wait, let me Google it. And I find out there's a different way to reboot the cell phone. I press the left button, volume up. Press volume down and then press the side button. That's rebooting in a different way. So my phone that was stuck on the home screen and I couldn't even open my phone is now working. And so I'm like, okay, I can switch the SIMs back over. But, you know, when you take the screen off your phone, no, when you take the cover, the case off your phone, there's a little tiny little open slot on the side that has your SIM card. I didn't have anything to poke that open. Usually I use the backs of my earrings to pop it open, but I didn't have an earring because I just said I had a long night. So, you know, lost the earring. Anyways, at this booth, I get literally a staple out of a stapler and they're literally helping me try to make this mission. Long story short, one of the persons... A lady, a nice young lady, she came and we sat there and we spoke about life. She's one of the founding, she is, her and another gentleman. I've been talking a lot, the typos, not typos, I'm just, whatever. One of the gentlemen that runs and started the Summer League 20 plus years ago, she was one of them. And we had this long conversation. I was just listening about marketing and life and why she cares so much in the community aspect of it and the opportunity for internships and what that means and what they've gone on to do through the NBA Summer League program. And I was like, wow, I learned all this in the moment to where I was literally just looking for a SIM card to open it. And then long after I've, you know, changed the SIM card, I'm sitting there on my knees because like, yeah, I was on my knees. Picture me on my knees while people are walking past. It's really packed. And like, I'm just engaged in this random conversation, but it's fire. I say all that to say, I spoke to her and I learned her story, but I spoke to interns as well. And it was so beautiful to see the trait in all of them, the trait of curiosity to become something great. They don't even know. One of them, he doesn't know what he wanted to do, but he's like, oh, I actually want to be in medicine. I said, I'm thinking about one guy and I'm speaking on the other. Let me rewind. One guy, he literally is going to med school, but he's interning at NBA Summer League. Why? He sees down the line. He loves sports and he wants to be engaged. How does he get in now without trying to quote unquote network? No, do the groundwork now. Serve. Find ways to serve in what you're doing. Find ways to serve in what you want to be doing at the ground level. And then you'll build up. You'll build a Rolodex of people that are like, oh, yeah, he's always been that guy. She's always been that girl. She's always helpful. Why don't we pay it forward? That's life. And I don't know. I was just reassured with this notion that you can practically serve people and listen to people and talk to people because one of them texted me and his message was really dope. He was just like, man, I haven't been listened to in a while like that, man. Thank you. Somebody from early as well said that to me. Thank you. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't actually get it. Like, how do you not listen to people? That's the thing. I always hate that. Those positions, like at a booth like that, an intern, you're like, oh, they're just an intern. Where the moneymaker? Where the goddamn shot caller? Where they at? To pitch yourself. Literally in the moment, in that moment while speaking to her, there was somebody that came up to her. The lady, I'm pivoting. You know, my brain, it goes all over. I don't want to say her name wrong. That's my main thing that I need to get better at. And it's funny that an intern came up to her and she had forgot the intern's name too. I'm sorry, whatever. It happens to us all. So if she's what she's been able to do, she forgets the name. Sometimes it's okay, Norris, to forget a name. Anyways, he walks up to her, one of these random guys at this summer league booth. And he's like basically pitching why his services will be good for what they do and a good add-on. And he's just pitching. And I'm listening. I'm sitting there just listening. He's just pitching how he's good and how his is the best and how, but not, he's not giving a value add. I'm thinking, I'm like, bro, you're missing the mark. You know how many people she's probably ran into that said the same thing, that theirs is the best. And she was kind of like alluding to it. Like, oh, you know him, huh? You know him, because the guy kept dropping names. I hate that. Stop name dropping. Who cares? What do you have that's special? Who are you as a person? They'll find out that ancillary information anyways to solidify the claim. Maybe to help bring credibility to whatever you're doing. But like, who are you? And I don't know. It just made me think of how we relate with each other in general. We all try to look for the shot caller to pitch to whenever you're networking. But it's really in the little conversations, the micro conversations, the impassings, like, hey, what's up? Stop conversations. The conversation that we go from, oh, it's supposed to literally be like a 1 minute pass by to an in-depth 45 minute conversation. Those conversations, those instances where you realize that this person is a person going through similar things that I've been through or that I'm going through, that you see someone else for who they are. That you see someone else as a person and not just for what they do and what they can be for you. That you listen to someone. That even if they've achieved, reached excellent, great heights, that they're a person. I have a huge problem with that. Like when people don't, they look over the quote unquote little man, the man that didn't got it, to run to the man that they think got it. Now they're mad that they don't have the position that they wanted, but you didn't actually deserve it because you're thinking selfishly. I always walk into these and I've learned that. I'm fortunate enough to learn that through a podcast. Like, what can I learn from this individual? How can they, you know, teach me something about life itself that I didn't know? Everybody is my teacher when I go in. So I don't give a damn if you're, I don't want to say a position in there because no position is better than one. But if you're the damn ticket hagglers outside the summer league, whatever it's called, like I can actually, if I have time, because damn, y'all bum rushing nigga in 110 degree heat, I can listen to your story because you're a person on this earth and I am a vessel of the Lord to serve and to seek and save the lost. Like, how can they see the light that I have in me in a passing situation? How can they turn to him and say like, dang, that brother's shining. And it's not just the perspiration from this Las Vegas hellhole heat.
Jennings, you're going off.